A stream of people enter Bonaire United Methodist Church, carrying big bowls of salad and rice, trays of lasagna and mujadra, and plates of kebabs and kugel. By the desserts, Marietta Boyce is slicing up some pie.
Wonderful, yummy homemade pies here. What a embarrassment of riches.
The food fills 8 long tables, and it's as diverse as those gathering. People of different faiths, ages, races, and ethnicities.
I think people are thirsty to get to know each other.
Imad Dimash worships and volunteers at the Islamic Center of Virginia.
And one of the best way to bring people together is to break some bread together and you know, over a meal. And that's how a lot of conversations happens.
In Bonaire, faith leaders have been convening trialogues for about a decade, where people of different religions and backgrounds have conversations, share meals, and strengthen bonds. Tonight's event builds on those relationships. It's one of the first community potlucks for iftar, the meal during the holy month of Ramadan to break the day-long fast. Jewish, Muslim, and Christian leaders share stories about fasting, a tradition in many religions. Imam Amar Emanet tells the crowd that for Muslims, Ramadan is a sacrifice and a time of great joy.
This is the real America. There's nothing more American than an interfaith breaking of the fast, where we're not threatened by each other. We're joining together, sharing from our own traditions and experiences with our neighbors, appreciating each other's hospitality and graciousness, and learning to know each other, learning about each other.
State leaders also came to show their support, including Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and Governor Terry McAuliffe.
We want to be part of this very special occasion. And when you think about the holy month of Ramadan, how important that is, and the message that conveys, I want everybody to understand that from day one, our administration has fought to make sure that Virginia is open and welcoming to everyone and to every member of the Muslim faith. Let me be very clear. On behalf of the citizens of the Commonwealth of Virginia, we love you, we respect you, and we thank you for your contribution to the Commonwealth of Virginia and the United States of America.
At 8:31 p.m., the breaking of the fast begins with a call to prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
That's the sign. Go ahead, break your fast.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Guests pour glasses of water for each other and pass around a bowl of dates. After Muslim participants finish praying, the fellowship hall grows animated with conversations and laughter.
Hey, honey! How are you?
I'm great.
My name is Mazen Nasser. I am a current VCU student, senior, studying mechanical engineering at VCU. It's really awesome to have, you know, community come out and have, you know, dialogues and just, you know, sit down together, you know, and discuss, you know, our differences and what our similarities are.
My name is Iman, and I'm 15 years old. Since there's a lot of diversity within many religions and such, bringing food together sort of spreads the whole cultural aspect of which foods each person would eat, especially during a time as important as the Ramadan when you break your fast.
Organizers want to see this community potluck iftar as an annual tradition, and it's taking place in other corners of Richmond too.
What's really funny is up until this year, I had never been to one iftar.
Nancy Ween has been to 3 in recent weeks. One was at a family's home. Another drew about 150 people at First Congregational Christian United Church of Christ.
People got together similarly to what they're doing tonight, so you had a very large group of community people from all over, and then we had just a great time. It was fun, and the church was very, very warm and welcoming.
Ween's group, Richmonders for Peace in Israel and Palestine, helped organize the event with the Arab American Association of Central Virginia. Adib Abed is the group's president.
To see the different faiths, the different colors, the different ethnicities that were there, it is reflective of the true greatness of our country.
Interfaith dialogues have been going on in the Commonwealth for decades. In fact, the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities, which co-sponsored the Iftar potluck in Bonaire, traces its beginnings to Lynchburg in the 1930s. In the last few years, as hate rhetoric and crimes have become more visible and documented, the organization says the demand for their programs has increased by 1,300%.
You had a group of the various faith groups in Richmond coming out to show their solidarity.
Rabbi Dennis Beck-Behrman is with Congregation Berith Hakim in Petersburg.
I think the fact that it's sponsored by the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities and the Islamic Center and being held in a church, the three partnerships go a long way to make visible, you know, in a clear way, that we're all in need of working together to bring the communities to greater understanding and coexistence. And if it happened all over the world, it might be a better world.
Beck-Behrman says the dialogues and trialogues are about education, understanding, and building relationships. That's critical when the community wants to come together to respond to hateful rhetoric, policies, and even physical attacks.
All of the local bishops, basically, and the rabbis and the imams said, you know, it's important just to be able to know each other, to know who to call and where to call, and to know that the person you're talking to knows who you are, you have a certain amount of trust that's built up, so when the next event happens, you're not trying to build a new bridge. You know, it's there.
Small gestures make a big difference, too. The Arab American Association of Central Virginia's Adib Abed suggests finding ways to get to know your neighbors.
To invite three or four neighbors from each side and have them over to your house for dinner or to your backyard for a cookout.
Abed also says members of different faith groups could attend each other's religious events. As we get to know each other better, says Abed, there will be less fertile ground for hate and bigotry and more opportunities to learn and grow because of this country's diversity.
We are the melting pot without losing our individual identity. And we view America as a mosaic, a tapestry of different nationalities, different backgrounds, different religions, and to make one different threads, each thread holds on to its own characteristics, but we make a beautiful rug.
Tonight was about bringing communities together.
Ahmad Damaj with the Islamic Center of Central Virginia.
Tonight is about saying, look, we are going to respond to all this climate we have, not by being even more divisive or more partisan, but by saying, let's talk with each other. Let's, you know, bring these, you know, divides. Let's know each other. Simple things. Tell me about your fasting. I'll tell you about my fasting. Let's eat together, break some fast. Come and visit me. I'll come and visit you.
Other groups working to build interfaith understanding and cooperation include the Center for Interfaith Reconciliation at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church and the Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp. WCVE News.